Dun 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 dun. Right, Thursday, April the 4th, 2024. Let's get through this shit. Let's see if we can beat Tuesday's time of 24 minutes. I'm sitting in the podcast booth. The dog that is asleep behind me is just silently breaking wind, and it keeps wafting up and hitting me in the nostrils. But I'll try and ignore it and push on through regardless. Right, I've got the Sydney Morning Herald and I've got the Australian today, because I thought I'd mix it back again to the other thing that, I'd mixed it up on Tuesday by getting the Telegraph. But today I've got the Australian again. Right. Excuse me. Right, front page is some very exciting stuff. Front page is How to Poison a Planet Forever, the story showing the shocking spread of forever chemicals is about to hit the screen. Basically, that story we said about the forever chemicals with 3M Company the other day that has been sued in the US for a $12.5 billion US settlement, and the federal government of Australia is thinking of pursuing it as well, which could leave the company bankrupt. There's a lady called Carrie Fellner, journalist, who has I think she's something to do with a landmark new documentary to screen on Stan. And based on Fellner's work for the Herald, is set to expose the multi-billion-dollar David and Goliath battle to hold the world's largest chemical companies to account for decades of toxic contamination. Great. That's on the front page, half of the front page. The second part of the front page is Lerman's boozy night with masseuses. It's that same fucking story. There's the guy, Bruce Lerman, who's been accused of raping Brittany Higgins. I don't know what they are, some kind of government worker, people-y things. And now there's this stuff that's come out. There's the guy, Taylor Auerbach, who was the producer at Seven. And there's sort of text messages. Well, there's this sort of allegations that they paid for basically prostitutes on a company credit card. How good is that? When the quality of these humans, they're out just fucking having sex with hookers. Yeah, but this guy, Bruce Lerman, he was formerly a... what was he? Hang on, I'm going to look it up again. Don't go anywhere, because I never have this stuff ready to go, because if I did, that'd be far too professional. Bruce Lerman, the ministerial advisor turned professional litigant, accused, as all Australia knows, of assaulting colleague Brittany Higgins in 2019. So, a ministerial advisor... fucking prostitutes with another guy from Seven who's putting it on a fucking company credit card. What a couple of cunts. I mean, that's the quality. And as we go through this newspaper, you'll see the quality of males that are in the world in these positions, quite reasonable positions. Second page, still struggle to look at any photos of Luke. This is a story about Rosie Batty, whose son Luke was murdered by his father at a cricket practice 10 years ago. Not interested. Higgins' distress at leaked texts. Brittany Higgins believed the publication of her private text messages, diary entries and other documents handed to police and prosecutors to assist in Bruce Lerman's sexual assault trial was part of a deliberate campaign to undermine her credibility, court documents reveal. But we can tell the guy's a fucking scumbag regardless of what the outcomes are. Rabbitoh's stars lead fight against Maury youth crime. They're basically doing things to try and reduce youth crime. So that's good. We're going to whiz through this because it's utter nonsense. Agendas collide on housing frontline. Heritage listed areas feel the most heat in Sydney's push for apartments. So don't think I can be bothered to read it. I'll read a tiny bit of it. I'll read three paragraphs and we'll see how bored we are by the end of that. When Jim Softsis spots the mayor and the herald loitering outside his Croydon home. He's quick to emerge and say hello and check what we are doing, of course. John Faker, the Labour Mayor of Burwood. Oh, fucking bollocks. All right, let's start again so we can read like an adult. When Jim Softsis spots the Mayor and the Herald loitering outside his Croydon home, he's quick to emerge and say hello and check what we're doing, of course. John Faker, the Labour Mayor of Burwood, is trying to recall whether this Federation house was his uncle's 40 years ago. It turns out it was next door, but on this wide suburban street, many houses look the same. That's the whole point. We're in the Malvern Hill Estate Heritage Conservation Area, one of Sydney's garden suburbs, developed from 1909 under a rubric of single-storey brick and stone detached homes with a slate or terracotta tile roof. That's the main reason why everyone chooses to live here, because I'm not interested. Minns to meet Palm Beach restaurant owners over fracas. Basically, the Premier Chris Minns is going to meet the Palm Beach. Remember the people we talked about on Tuesday? The people that have got the, what is the boat shed in Home and Away. They'd spent, was it 17 million on a renovation of it? And then they weren't allowed to open late. And so now they're going to meet the New South Wales Premier. Great. Cardiologist suspended as work review announced. Professor Chris Semsarian, the cardiologist accused of sexual harassment by a former employee, has been suspended from his job at the Centenary Institute, which has announced it will conduct an independent review into its workplace culture without delay. So, accused of sexual harassment. So, not saying he did sexually harass anybody, but there we go. That's page three. So on page one, we've got the fucking scumbags that are paying to fuck prostitutes. Then on page two and three, we've got the same guy who is accused of raping Brittany Higgins, the parliamentary dude. Then on page five, we've got a cardiologist suspended over allegations of sexual assault. Something about, what's his name? Ruffalo, Mark Ruffalo. This a two-page article on the chemicals documentary thing. Bot scores low in accuracy on medical issues. If you asked a doctor whether to use ice to treat a burn, they would advise you to run it under cold water instead. Dr. Google will tell you extreme cold constricts the blood vessels and can make a burn worse. But what about when you ask ChatGPT the question? The chatbot will tell you it's fine to use ice so long as you wrap it in a towel. The question is one of 100 common health queries researchers used to test the chatbot's ability to provide medical advice. They found the software was fairly accurate when asked for a yes or no answer, but became less reliable when given more information, answering some questions with 28% accuracy. Now, I actually use ChatGPT a lot, rather than Google. The inaccuracies are insane, but obviously it's early days with AI. So it's good to use for helping you to structure maybe creative writing, but to actually get real accurate information is a little bit touch and go. PM flags boost to small business. Households and small businesses struggling with power prices are to receive extra government assistance in the next federal budget. In a speech to be delivered today, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will send the clearest signal that the Energy Bill Relief Fund, introduced in December 2022, will be extended to give more relief to households and small businesses. The $1.5 billion fund was introduced as power prices rocketed after Russia's invasion of Ukraine and is due to end on June 30th. Not interested. Two-page spread on vacuum cleaners. Dysons. Like, we've recently bought a Dyson again, because we had one before, we had Miele ones, now we've bought a Dyson one again. It's not great. And then we've also got an Electrolux one that also isn't great, which is probably why old fucking Godfrey's is going down the toilet, the vacuum cleaning sales company. Household cleaners create drug-resistant superbugs. This is an article saying that some household cleaners create drug-resistant superbugs. We know that. That's not news. That's been news. That's been fucking known for decades. Charge killers over deadly attack, says the family. That's about the... Well, it didn't make the front page of the Sydney Morning Herald. It is from page one. Page one? What are you talking about? I'm on page one. Or did you write it? Did they write it on the little advertisement page? Let's check it. Oh, yeah, they did, actually. Sorry, I missed out a whole... They had one of those Harvey Norman advert front pages, so I just took it off. But actually, the very, very front page of the Sydney Morning Herald says, charged soldiers for killer strike family demands. The family of Australian aid worker Zomi Frankham has called for the Israeli soldiers responsible for her death to be investigated and, if appropriate, charged with war crimes, as the Albanese government grows increasingly incensed with the way Israel is conducting its war with Hamas. The Israeli military said a preliminary investigation found a convoy of workers with the World Central Kitchen charity distributing food in Gaza was struck as the result of a misidentification, an explanation that has failed to placate senior members of the government and Frankham's family. With calls growing for Labour's progressive base for the government to go beyond rhetoric, rhetorical condemnation of Israel, Foreign Minister Penny Wong declined to speculate about whether Australia could impose sanctions on Israel following that. Of course they won't impose sanctions on Israel, because Israel is the place of God, and where they can do whatever they like. Cunts. Anyway, so carrying on from that front page, charge killers over deadly attack. Anyway, that's basically a Melbourne-based lady that worked for World Central Kitchens was killed. US tells Israel to come clean on fatal airstrike. Washington. The US says it's outraged by the Israeli airstrike that killed several aid workers delivering food in Gaza, declaring Israel's military must come clean on what happened and demanding full accountability for the tragedy. One American was among the seven identified victims alongside Australian aid worker Zomi Frankham, three British workers, one from Poland, and a Palestinian. The aid workers were distributing food with the World Central Kitchen, a charity that has great resonance in the US because of its work led by Spanish-American celebrity chef Jose Andres. US President Joe Biden called Andres to tell him he's grieving with the entire World Central. I can just see Biden grieving, sitting at home, sobbing all over the World Central Kitchen killings, devastated, no doubt. Biden is, yeah. And then I'd imagine those fucking spokespeople that are usually smirking, they'll be smirking when they're asked questions at the fucking vestibule tomorrow. Something about a woman called Sam Mostyn, who's now the Governor General, or likely to be the next Governor General, couldn't care less. More about her, not interested. Oh, page 14, more about men sexually assaulting women. This is Jared Hayne, the rugby league player who I really used to like to play for the Parramatta Eels. Jared Hayne's lawyers have told an appeal court the former NRL footballer should be acquitted rather than face a fourth trial, arguing that women, arguing the woman he was found guilty of sexually assaulting had concealed texts and social media messages to others that showed she actually was consenting. After a third trial in April last year, Hayne was found guilty of two counts of sexual intercourse without consent relating to oral sex and the digital penetration of a 26-year-old woman in her Newcastle home on the night of 2018 NRL Grand Final. Another cunt. Child hit by illegal fat bike, lucky to be alive. Basically a story about a kid that was hit by a bike, broke his leg. Not interested, shouldn't be in the paper. Rail firms fined over fatal crash. I didn't read the whole story, but it was basically saying that the driver did all he could do to avoid too much damage, and obviously the actual firm itself is going to be fined over the crash. It must be to do with maintenance of the vehicle. Didn't read it, that's just a guess, can't be bothered to read it. Cost of living puts more pressure on sole traders. Starting a small business as the cost of living crisis was biting at the end of 2022 was a terrifying experience for beauty therapist Elise McPhee. I just didn't think how hard it would be to start from scratch in a time where people just didn't have the money, she said. People were interested in her skin rejuvenation treatments, McPhee said, but tough economic times meant more clients had to stretch time between appointments and products. It was really hard last year. I went through a whole period of just being depressed because I was deflated by it all, McPhee said. Business-wise, things are looking up now for McPhee. I'm not interested. Fucking hell. It's so boring. Election workers brace for violence. Oh, American election officials are conducting active shooter drills and combat training to prepare for potential violence ahead of this year's rematch between Donald Trump and President Joe Biden. Whenever there's usually a active shooter drill, so combat training, that usually flips into real life and suddenly it's a real thing. Strongest quake in 25 years rocks the isle that rocks Taiwan. That's all we need for that. Pulling out the stops for family life. Oh, well, this is because this is world news. So, this is talking about a province in northern Italy. Basically, everywhere else where births are and populations are dropping in Italy, in this particular city, the Alpine city of Balzano, it's saying that they are maintaining their levels. And they say, in the most part, it's to do with incentives, like sort of family-based incentives that the government or the councils roll out, where they have things like discounted childcare, baby products, groceries, healthcare, energy bills, transport, after-school activities and holiday camps. The province supplements national allocations for children with hundreds of euros more per child and vaunts childcare programs, including one that certifies it. So basically, this town in Italy is doing better than probably most other places. It's not really that relevant to be in the newspaper. Hello, I'm writing a letter. Those saying Ozempic is cheating need glasses. I'm with Hannah van der Heide on the irony of those judging the use of Ozempic and labelling it as cheating. Ozempic, less judgment. If that's the case, should we sneer at people wearing prescription reading glasses who just aren't squinting hard enough, or roll our eyes at anyone taking antidepressants who are simply not in the game? Or how about chemotherapy? That is fucking spasticated. That you're, because you're a fucking fat cunt, and you, or you're so narcissistic and so fucking vain, that rather than get off your ass and go and do a bit of exercise and reduce the amount that you're eating. And I know all about this because I'm losing 20 kilos at the moment. I'm 5Ks down. It's fucking hard work. So to compare that to someone who's getting chemotherapy, comparing that to someone who necessarily have chemotherapy. It's madness to imply that taking a tablet to reduce weight, ironically, taking the Ozempic is going to lead to them needing chemotherapy anyway. So that's spasticated. Fury over liberal women scorned, not interested. The case for becoming a mother much, much younger, not interested. Min's law to lock up kids incites Labour, makes Libs blush. Rewind almost 30 years and politically naive. Can't be bothered. Why nuclear must be an option. Wind, solar and storage, can't do it alone. Veteran engineers tend to agree, but many, etc. Australia's current energy policies and plans are a recipe for the triple failure: rising costs, falling reliability and growing environmental footprints. Wind and solar plus battery and pumped hydro storage have roles in a zero emission power system, but they cannot do it alone. A net zero goal requires all options, including carbon capture and storage and nuclear energy. The Australian government policy is for 82% renewable electricity generation by 2030, or about 70% if we exclude the historical hydro energy assets. The Australian energy market operator AEMO has reported on a 100% renewable electricity system. Could Australia run its electricity system on 80 or 100% renewable energy? No, and it would be foolish to try. Proponents of this unproven alternative system should bear the burden of proof. Since a negative cannot be proven, we offer a non-technical explanation and summarise the weight of evidence. Such a system would be very expensive, blah 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 blah. Something about Rio Tinto in some, they're taking over a mine that needs rehabilitation. That's just not interesting. As the Forbes Rich List 2024, right, interestingly, you don't see any of the big, you know, those big old families like the Rothschilds and the well, I don't know, the DuPonts and the Orsinis and all of those lot. So it's all the usual names. The Forbes Rich List 2024, Bernard Arnault and family, 233 billion. That's the Louis Vuitton empire. Elon Musk, 195 billion. Jeff Bezos, 194 billion. Zuckerberg, 177 billion. Larry Ellison, 141 billion. Warren Buffett, 133 billion. Bill Gates, cunt, 128 billion. And so on and so on. Demand for Tesla's stalls as investors slam door on Musk. Tesla has regained its position as the world's biggest seller of electric vehicles. Not only may the title be short-lived, but it's a hollow victory anyway. On Tuesday, Tesla reported it had sold 386,810 electrical vehicles in the first quarter of this year, EVs, in the first quarter of this year, well ahead of the 300,000 battery-only vehicles sold by Chinese rival BYD in the same period. BYD had, for the first time, surpassed Tesla in sales in the December quarter. Great. Something about the Bermuda-based media veteran and billionaire Bruce Gordon, who's sold a fucking hotel somewhere. Not interested. How a Cannes yacht encounter sparked banker's alleged fraud. Not reading it. It's irrelevant. Something about trench coats. And that's the end of that. What are we on? I think we've rattled through that really quick. 19 minutes. Quickly! The Australian, the anorexic, 12 pages of fucking bullshit. On the front page is the story of the fucking Auerbach and Lerman thing, as or they're fucking scumbags. PM's fury at Israel raises Jewish fears. So as this is a pro-Israeli paper, yes, now they got to condemn, or they need to investigate the thing on the aid trucks. But we must make sure that we're telling everybody that it's going to raise Jewish fears. About how, well, if you're Jewish and you're scared, it's because the country that you're supporting, Israel, are just a bunch of fucking evil, sick cunts. Taiwan visit a test of China ties. Australia is poised to anger China by sending a bipartisan parliamentary delegation to Taiwan to meet senior government leaders and reiterate Canberra's support for the democratic nation in a time of rising regional tensions. Great. Something about the lady who's going to be the Governor General, or who already is. Jobless low, but queue for welfare growing. It's basically saying that the actual unemployment rates have dropped, but for some reason Australians have moved on to, almost 50,000 Australians have moved on to job seeker and youth allowance payments in 5 months. Fears for plastics maker after sale. Not interested. More on the fucking dodgy blokes who were having sex with prostitutes. That's boring. Musk's ex to sue to protect free speech. I don't need to read anything about that. Oh, something about Paul Kelly. Paul Kelly's song in support of a yes vote for the Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum is among the nominees for the most coveted prize in Australian songwriting. Kelly's song, titled If Not Now, is a finalist for peer-voted Song of the Year at the annual ARPRA Music Awards to be held on May the 1st in Sydney. Well, I'd say it shouldn't get a reward, an award, because it was a resounding no. So the yes vote didn't work. Maybe it was because the song was shit and no one liked it, and that was why they all voted no. No consent for museum to keep autopsy samples. A museum appears to have kept samples from 147 coronial autopsies for research for 3 decades, potentially without consent, prompting an investigation and demands for answers. I just whacked the microphone. Not interested. Pitting coal against human rights. No, I can't read it. PM hails budget's big focus on small business. Covered it already. Aged care agenda derailed by Labour delay. Anthony Albanese is being urged to immediately overhaul the nation's aged care system and give new rights to protect elderly residents after crucial reforms were pushed out indefinitely, igniting concerns that the government's care agenda for older Australians has been derailed. Unemployment rate low, but queue for welfare grows. Covered it already. We must eradicate domestic violence within a generation. Yes, we must. That comes down to parents. Everything comes down to parenting. Focus on clauses costing us pay rises. Not interested. Author splits from library over Gaza views. The high-profile anti-Israel author and illustrator Matt Chun has split from the State Library of Victoria and lashed out at two of Australia's most prominent Jewish business families in his latest pro-Palestinian tirade. Chun has been accused of being obsessed with Jewish families who have donated to the arts after using Instagram to declare an end to his relationship with the State Library, which is heavily funded by the community Chun opposes. Chun claimed that the SLV had unambiguously aligned itself with the Zionist colonial project and attacked the role of John Gandel's Gandel Foundation and Schwartz Media, which is partner of the library. Chun's connections to the library had previously raised eyebrows among the Jewish establishment, given he is seen as one of the chief critics of the Israeli government, who reportedly celebrated Hamas's freedom fighters a day after the October 7 atrocities. Great. Okay. Doxing share should be dumped. Can't be bothered to read it. Supporting war against Hamas isn't a crime. Oh, Jewish singer-songwriter Deborah Conway has hit out at pro-Palestinian activists planning to protest at her performance in Melbourne, saying people should not be ostracised for believing a Jewish homeland should exist. But they're not talking about whether a Jewish homeland should exist. has hit out at pro-Palestinian activists planning to protest at her performance in Melbourne, saying people should not be ostracised for believing a Jewish homeland should exist. So it's not about believing a Jewish homeland should exist. It's whether or not you agree that 35,000 people should be murdered whilst you fucking complain about how terrible life is for yourself. An activist group calling itself Hobson's Bay for Palestine says it will protest against Conway and her husband and musical partner, Willie Zagier, when they perform at her. The group wrongly accuses Conway of supporting the killing of innocent children in Gaza and says, we reject Hobson's Bay City Council welcoming and hosting Zionist Deborah Conway. The killing of innocent... So, the group wrongly accuses Conway of supporting the killing of innocent children, but yet up here it says activists planning to protest her being ostracized for believing a Jewish homeland should exist. Are they protesting whether a homeland shouldn't exist for the Jews, or are they protesting the killing of innocent children in Gaza? Well, I'll let you make your own minds up there. PM's fury at Israel raises Jewish fears. Oh yes, oh, it's going to make it all really bad for the Jewish people. Don't worry about the 35,000 that have been murdered in Gaza. No action by cops on hate preacher. Obviously, the guy that we talked about the other day is not... There's no action being sought by police. Something more about the Governor-General couldn't be bothered. Something else about the Taiwan visit can't be bothered. Oh, care workers' deportation reprieve. Remember, there was a family in Adelaide where the wife was from Scotland and the husband was from Australia. Now they got the two kids and they applied for her visa, but the online thing applied halfway through the application. She was denied because the advice had been sent to her junk folder. Anyway, they've had a reprieve because someone is going to look at their case. Not really worthy of being in the newspaper. Light plane's fiery landing. A light plane had a fiery landing at Gold Coast Airport when its landing gear failed on Tuesday. Basically, the two pilots brought it down safely without the undercarriage down. That's good. Something about Mick Doohan and his son. Not interested. Regent as top as ever. Not interested. US denies role in strike, Iran vows revenge. The US has dismissed as nonsense accusations that it bore responsibility for the Israeli airstrike that killed two of Iran's top Revolutionary Guards commanders in Syria and said Washington would respond to any retaliation. Tehran has vowed revenge on Israel and charged that Washington was partly responsible for the attack. The counties, it must be countries, foreign minister summoned a diplomat from the Swiss embassy, which looks after US interests in Iran. Rowling arrest not on cops agenda. JK Rowling had made those tweets, you know, where she's just standing firm with her belief that a woman can't have a penis, and she said to the police, if you think that's, you know, come and get me, if you come and arrest me if you think that's bad, and they basically said, yeah, we probably won't bother. Something about Taiwan's earthquake, something about Pyongyang test firing a solid fuel hypersonic missile. NASA to create time for moon. This is quite interesting. Washington, NASA will create a unified time standard for the moon and other celestial bodies as governments and private firms increasingly compete in space. With the US keen to set international norms beyond Earth's orbit, the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy has instructed NASA to formulate a plan by the end of 2026 for a standard it is calling Coordinated Lunar Time. There you go. So they're going to, you know, the Coordinated Lunar Time, sponsored by Accurist, will be 12 p.m. That's it. I'm turning the page. Thank fuck that's over. All right, see you later. I'm going to press the button. Bye.